I'm with Dan Hewitt, who you'll have heard talking to us at different times about West Bromwich Albion down the years. And every now and again, you might have heard him talking to us about the work he's done around the housing crisis, the social housing crisis in Britain. He's written a book. It's called Left to Rot. And I want to talk about it in that way. We have a more relaxed conversation when we get people in. I'll go from there. And I want to start here, Dan, which is just with this one line, which is not a silent crisis, but a silenced crisis. Because you sort of drop that in at one point in the book. And to me, straight away, it just felt like it's, in a way, almost the soul of the book. That the thing that defines every interaction you have and have had with people who've gone through unbelievable levels of degraded social, and then we're going to find out later on more stuff about private housing. These people are silenced. Feel silenced, feel completely ignored, feel as though there's nothing that they can do, and that it's in every line of the book, I think, from the start right the way through until the end.
Yeah, and I think it's because they're silenced by multiple sort of people, multiple levels. There's the initial obvious issue of complaining about a problem in their house or their flat, and then the landlord not listening, which is kind of a people listen to this may relate to that. Then it gets bigger than that. It's like, well, why does the landlord think they can get away with not acting on this? And then you start digging in and you realize, well, the entire political system has been designed to ignore them with no consequences, until you have moments like Grenfell or like the death of a child in Rochdale. You have moments where you think this system has just been revealed to be completely broken to the point where people are dying in dangerous, unsafe housing. And yet we just keep going. I kind of ask in the book, what do you do when you reach a turning point, but you just keep driving? You end up in a situation we're in now where you have people in homes that are so dangerous, they fear that their children are becoming ill and they could actually die. And yet we don't do anything about it.